This is Free Talk Live. You can dial in toll free. Bring up whatever you'd like. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll free line. 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website, freetalklive.com. We give you the features free. In fact, you get to control the content of the site. You find something online you think's interesting, you can just submit it as show prep to our website, and then other listeners get to vote. You get to vote on things as well, and the most voted up will make it to the front page and the top of the site over at freetalklive.com. The toll-free number tonight, 1-800-259-9231. You don't just have to talk about civil disobedience or the city that fined a church $4,000 for excessive pruning of some of the branches on its trees out in front of the property. You can bring up anything you want. That's the point of the program here at 800-259-9231. And coming up here, I'm hoping that we're going to hear from one of the activists in Orlando who was on the line earlier. Unfortunately, weren't able to get to him in the time in which I'd have liked to. There's been something that apparently has gone down. We've talked about Orlando a number of times and how it is that there's a good group of people down there who have been engaged in civil disobedience of various different types, including handing out flyers on the courthouse grounds when a man in a robe has decreed that they cannot do that, as well as also feeding the homeless within a two-block radius of,
I think it was two blocks,
of City Hall, feeding the homeless right out on the front steps.
Right, the bureaucrats passed some kind of law about that.
So I actually got Sean, who's on the line here in Florida. Sean, you're on Free Talk Live. Hello.
Hey, Ian, it's Sean.
Is it John or Sean?
It's John.
Oh, hey, John. I apologize.
Hey.
They misspelled your name. Go ahead with your thoughts.
First of all, I just need to take my hats off to all the guys in D.C., Jason Talley and Adam Koch, everybody else involved with that. That is an absolute win for civil disobedience. If people keep showing up and keep doing this, there's absolutely no way the police can do anything without absolutely losing all their credibility. So I just want to encourage everybody and to go out there on Saturday and take care of that.
Mm-hmm.
But what I wanted to discuss was sort of an update on the homeless feeding ordinance here in Orlando. There's an ordinance that you're not allowed to feed homeless people on public property within a two-mile radius of City Hall.
Oh, two and miles. Okay.
Who measures that?
I don't know who measures of it, but 2 miles from City Hall, so it's not too hard of a calculation to do, I guess.
Yeah.
But it's pretty much meant to encompass all the parks in downtown Orlando where generally churches and different nonprofits and organizations go out and feed the homeless. And so they passed an ordinance a number of years ago. It's been back and forth through legal battles, so it's been sort of semi-legal to illegal, depending on what time you were down here. But I think it's the 9th District Court in Georgia just passed a ruling about a month ago saying that yes, the city can enforce this. They can arrest people for going out there and feeding homeless people. And they actually, after I did a homeless feeding in front of City Hall, me and some others, about maybe 8 months ago or so, a few days after, the court came down and said, "Oh, you cannot enforce this until we look at the law again." But they've since then come back, looked at the law, and said, "Yes, we can enforce it."
Wow.
So today I was out at Lake Villa Park, where a group called Food Not Bombs, a lot of my friends are in that group, they were feeding people, as they do every Monday and Wednesday, and out of nowhere, sort of, I think it was 6 cruisers, a number of unmarked cars on a paddy wagon, just showed up. And they grabbed up a bunch of people. I think they arrested 3 or 4 people, and they just left that quickly. They wanted to make sure to do this while there was no media attention, because the media has been out there the past couple weeks expecting arrests. But today it was a little rainy, and it's kind of old news by now. The media didn't show up. So I guess as soon as they got word that the media didn't show up, they came down and decided to crack down.
Jeez.
So I gotta go bail one of my friends out of jail here in a few minutes.
So how do they know? Is it just illegal to feed anybody? How do they know if the people that are being fed are homeless? You just can't make sandwiches and give them to people, right?
The ordinance states that it's illegal to feed people in groups of 25 or more. So it doesn't matter if they're homeless or whatever it is.
Right.
But it's obviously targeted at these groups that feed the homeless.
I mean, are they going to go after a birthday party? Because I don't know how many times I've been in a public park and seen kids having birthday parties there with well over 20, 25 youngins.
Right. Well, I guess the birthday parties don't so offend the bureaucrats that they don't want you within a 2 mile radius of their palace there.
That might be fun to do.
Make sure your noisemakers don't get too loud.
It might be fun. Sometimes it's fun to just call the police with a report of a crime like that happening. Like here in New Hampshire, it's illegal on Sundays, from what I understand, to actually play some sort of a sporting event. So if you, for instance, were to call, you could call the police and say, yeah, there's some ruffians out here at the local baseball field. They are flagrantly violating this law. I mean, this is the law we're talking about. They're flagrantly violating this law against people having fun on Sundays, and you need to send an officer down here right away to handle this.
I'd only do it if there's a police athletic league.
Maybe we could do that on a little birthday party at one of the parks and see what the police do in that case.
Yeah, I mean, that sounds like a great idea. I'm a big lover of civil disobedience. You know, I was there today sort of with my cop watch hat on to make sure I was able to film all the arrests that took place, if any took. Unfortunately, my camera, I messed up and hit the wrong button and didn't record anything. I got a little bit of video on quick. I had the quick going just for my protection because, as you all know, the cops can come up with any type of crap to charge you with and steal your camera.
So was there anybody else there with a video camera?
There was somebody else there with a video camera, so the video will be coming out of this at some point. Unfortunate that mine didn't work, but... Yeah, I think it's just completely outrageous, completely out of line. The way they just swarmed in, police people, and stormed away. They were at the scene for less than 5 minutes. It was that quick.
They just swooped in and stole these people away. Yep. It's crazy.
Yeah, exactly.
Round them
up. So, but anyway, so they're planning to do it again on Monday, as usual. They do it every Monday and Wednesday, and I will be there, and I'll make sure my camera's working on Monday, and see if they pull this crap again.
Incredible, John. Thanks for the update on this. I'm sorry to hear that because you had so many great victories. I mean, feeding the homeless right out on the front steps of City Hall, they didn't even touch you. And apparently this court decision came down saying, yeah, go ahead, arrest them. Now they feel like they've got the justification they need, I suppose, to...
Well, they don't have enough justification to do it while the media's around, though.
Yeah.
They're still skulking cowards, slipping in and trying to avoid the ever-watchful eye of the... Actually, not even ever-watchful eye, of the media.
You know, and by the way, it points out, John having his camera fail like that points out the value of having multiple cameras around because it's technology. Sometimes things go wrong. Stuff breaks. So it's important to have different humans, and sometimes the cops will grab your technology and break it, or possibly delete the footage, etc. So having multiple cameras around, having different types of recording, like audio and video, stuff that's streaming directly to the internet versus to an SD card, etc. Hidden video cameras are also useful. Something to where if the cops steal your camera and delete the footage, they don't know about that watch that you're wearing or the pen in your pocket or whatever it might be,
the
pendant that you're wearing around your neck or the sunglasses.
Yep. Yeah, the sunglasses, they're
kind of bulky.
Yeah, they're bulky, and I just don't wear I don't wear sunglasses.
John, is there anything else you want to share with us? I know you got to go bail your friend out.
Well, no, just on a more happy note, I did finally rent the RV today, and we will see you guys at Porkfest.
Sweet. Oh, fantastic! You bringing up a big Orlando crew again?
Yeah, we should have a dozen or so people up there, I'd expect.
Very nice. We'll see you there, and hopefully we can put in jail in the meantime for recording the cops on Monday. Thank you for the call tonight. Appreciate it. John is already facing a felony count of, I forget what it was, but for recording the police, basically. They're going after him, and they're trying to put him in a jail cell for something like 6 years in Florida because he recorded the police.
So, yeah, it's...
Welcome to America!
I'm afraid they just don't like cameras. The law enforcement and government bureaucrats don't like cameras. They don't want you, the citizen, to see what they're doing,
I guess. Welcome to America, where you can't dance without government permission, where you can't feed people without government permission, where you can't operate a video camera in a public place. Welcome to the land of the free. I mean, come on. Who really believes this is a free country? Does anybody really believe that propaganda? 1-800-259-9231. Of course, you have to ask yourself, if you're hearing all of this and you're upset by it, what are you going to do about it? What's your plan? 1-800-259-9231. You can share it with us if you got one. I'd love to hear some plans besides get together, join us in New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project if you love freedom. That is more coming up. This is Free Talk Live.
The Ruger LC9, compact, powerful, and perfect for personal protection. The LC9 is only slightly larger than the popular Ruger LCP, features a checkered grip frame to provide a secure and comfortable grip, and includes a finger grip extension floor plate. The LC9 also has a dovetailed high-visibility 3-dot sight system, blued alloy steel barrel, manual safety, and loaded chamber indicator. The LC9, another innovative American-made product from Ruger. Learn more about the Ruger LC9 at Ruger.com/LC9.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. Are you looking for a concealed carry holster? Crossbreed Holsters is the home of the world-famous Super Tuck, the most comfortable concealed carry holster on the market today. Try one out and see how truly discreet and comfortable carrying concealed can be. And find out why we call it the ugliest holster you'll ever love. We are the standard others try to imitate.
Get the original. Get your Super Tuck at CrossbreedHolsters.com. Again, that's CrossbreedHolsters.com.
Do you want to know the secret to growing wealth without losing money in the Wall Street roller coaster? Then listen close for a free offer from PlanofSafety.com. Would you like to create as much tax-free retirement as possible? Would you like to share in market gains without risk of loss due to market decline? Would you like to improve your current lifestyle while saving more each month? Would you like to know how to pay interest to yourself instead of banks and lenders? Call 800-675-1640 right now for a copy of our brand new book, Tax-Free Millionaire, absolutely free. If you want to protect yourself from the next market crash, grow your wealth every year, and save money on taxes, call 800-675-1640. 800-675-1640. That's 800-675-1640. Or visit planofsafety.com. That's planofsafety.com today.
Going solar for cheap is as easy as 1, 2, 3. If you want to go solar but thought the setup costs were too high, now you can build your own solar panels for less than $200. Don't laugh. We've sold over 45,000 solar do-it-yourself kits. Watch our introduction video at 123cheapsolarvideo.com. The video is free, but it won't last long. Save money on electric bills and get off the grid. Go to 123cheapsolarvideo.com right now. Our website again is 123cheapsolarvideo.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic, and as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable, patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver, that's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com, taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live, where you don't need a permit to call in yet. 1-800-259-9231, but give them time. They'll figure that one out, too. It seems like they're trying to tell you how to live your life in every single aspect and putting you in a cage if you don't agree with them. 1-800-259-9231, that's the SACL CAI toll-free line. We invite you to our website at freetalklive.com, where you'll find features free. The bulletin board system is there at bbs.freetalklive.com. Allows you to interact with other Free Talk Live listeners. bbs.freetalklive.com.
LibertyManiacs.com, they have the largest online Liberty brand featuring the most comprehensive selection of original posters, stickers, apparel, embroidered hats, and over 100 different other products. From hilarious satire to hard-hitting artistic commentary, LibertyManiacs.com is devoted to outfitting the Liberty movement worldwide with intelligent, eye-catching, and fashionable gear that expresses your personal dedication to Liberty. There are no hassle money-back guarantee on all products. New products almost every day. LibertyManiacs.com.
So the toll-free number is 1-800-259-9231. Civil disobedience certainly has been the focus tonight with, of course, the Jefferson Memorial arrests that happened over the weekend. And then today, apparently, or no, it wasn't today. You said it was Monday's when. Was it today or Monday? Anyway, the folks in Orlando, some of them were arrested for feeding the homeless in a public, so-called public park. Once again, just showing that it's not really public, or the public term is a code word for government. Because if it's public, the theory is that means everybody owns it, so therefore everybody should be able to go to it and enjoy themselves upon it. Because everybody supposedly owns it. But in reality, it's really the government's. The people that call themselves the government, it's really them. They own it. Because they act like they own it. They control it. There are men with guns and cages that will come and put you into a cage and point a gun at you if you don't do as they say, whether that's dancing or handing out sandwiches. Again, it's just so despicable what these people do. I don't understand how they can look at themselves in the mirror.
Well, this is mainly a problem with public property. This is the tragedy of the commons. If a property is owned in common by a governmental group, then everybody has a quote unquote right to be there. They have, their taxes are paid. They're part of the public, so they should have the right to do what they want there. That's sort of within reason.
Well,
and I would say dancing and handing out food is within reason. However, the problem is that some people would disagree, and I understand why they would disagree. But this property, if it was owned by, say, a civic organization that owned the park, they get to make clear rules. And
no doubt. I get what you're saying. Clearly, the issues that we're talking about exist because public property exists, because the concept of public property exists and that there are these conflicts that inevitably come up. However, as you pointed out, it's entirely unreasonable, I think, from most people's perspective to do the things that they do with this property. So, like, I guess my point is the public property doesn't have to be so darn tragic. Like, they could just look the other way. They could just let the people feed the damn homeless and get people's bellies full. And they could just let people shimmy a little bit at the Jefferson Memorial and do the twist or whatever it is they do and everything be okay. But no, it's more important to crack down so the police have an excuse to put people in handcuffs, fill up some jail cells so they have an excuse, the jails, for instance, to get a bigger budget next year. And the police, of course, can, make themselves feel like they're doing something. Maybe get a little adrenaline rush after arresting somebody, perhaps. Not that these are the most challenging people to arrest in the world. They're probably very obedient when they're being arrested.
Likely true. I mean, there was an instance in Sarasota where that, you know, some people were, where I used to live, where some people were feeding the homeless, and the accusations from the local neighborhood, the neighborhood was the one that wanted the people not fed in this park, and the accusations from the neighbors is that you'd have homeless people out urinating and defecating in the park, around the park, and in people's yards and things, stealing things out of people's yards and vandalizing things. So,
right, but instead of advocating for the parks to be sold off so they could be privately owned, they want violence to be employed.
Well, people don't even understand that parks could be owned by some, because they're like, well, who would pay for it?
We continue.
Oh, I call your attention to Disney World. Perfect example of a privately owned park with private roads that's in very good condition, that's well managed and reasonably priced.
Let's go to you and your thoughts. Ben is listening in Florida. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Ben. You're on with Ian, Wayne, and Mark. Ben, in Florida.
Hey, guys.
Hey, go ahead with your thoughts.
Hey, I just had a thought about the Jefferson Memorial protests, and maybe this could apply to other protests as well. If protesters are doing something that's going to be filmed, what do you think about wearing, like, a FIJA.org T-shirt and getting that, some more exposure as sort of a...
Sure.
Force multiplier kind of thing.
Yeah, I think that's a fine idea. I was arrested in a Liberty on Tour shirt once.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah. Anything else on your mind?
I wish I could go, and I wish I had a T-shirt to wear to it, but that just popped into my head, and I thought I'd see. The only thing I'm kind of torn, is that, would that bring, bad publicity to some place like FIJA, which I support, or...
Well, Fiji doesn't really seem to be the most interested in civil disobedience, necessarily. But whether it's bad publicity or not, I don't know. I don't think that most people are going to look at dancing as a problem, so I can't imagine it would in that case.
I was just thinking, if the case, you know, if these guys get arrested and they go to trial and they show their video to the jury, you know, mm-hmm. these guys with Fiji T-shirts on, I don't know. It seems like it could sort of throw a monkey wrench into things.
Well, I've got to say, I had my wife watch this video, the one of
the dancing
and with Adam Kokesh getting arrested and the whole thing. Not the one that had the real good shot of him in the chokehold, just the body throw thing that the cop did. And I just wanted to see, well, what do normal people think? Because I know what I think. I know what I feel about civil disobedience. But what does she think? And she just found it outrageous that this is what they were doing. She thought the dancing was a little weird, but you know, I don't think she entirely understood, you know, why. Plus, you know, these guys, none of these guys are great dancers, but she thought this is crazy, it's stupid.
Ben, thanks for the call and the thoughts. Appreciate hearing from you. 800-259-9231. SACL CAI toll free line 1-800-259-9231 here as we continue to take your phone calls about what you want. Let's go to Sean in Colorado. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Sean.
Hey, guys. What's up?
Sean, what's on your mind? We're doing a radio show.
Anyway, I was wondering, how did America become East Germany in the first place? And, I mean, even back in the 90s, people were happier. Now people are texting, and there's no joy in the world anymore, you know?
I'm sorry. It's hard to follow you. You're kind of spitting out the words a little fast. I'm from the South.
Sure.
So maybe slow down a little bit.
Sorry, I have a very bad cell phone connection. How did America become Nazi Germany in the first place? What happened to our rights? I mean,
people just allowed them to be violated year after year with ordinance after ordinance after regulation, and you know, before you know it, you are essentially completely controlled from top to bottom.
Not me. No. I mean, and my ultimate question is, let's say Rick's editor happens tomorrow. What do we do?
Let's say what happens tomorrow?
What do we do if Rex 84 happens
Rex
tomorrow?
I'm sorry, does anyone else understand?
Rex 84?
Rex 84. What happens if Rex 84 happens tomorrow?
What is that?
I have no idea what Rex 84 is.
You don't know. It's basically a bill that suspends the Constitution. All Obama has to do is declare a state of domestic national emergency.
Rex 84.
Yeah, in fact, there was, when Ali North was being questioned back in the 80s during the Iran-Contra hearings, he made some reference to it, and evidently it was 1984. It was some law or something that was passed that basically called for suspending the Constitution and creating detention camps and all that stuff.
Hey, thanks for the call tonight. The Constitution clearly doesn't apply, so I don't think it would be any really that much different. They do whatever they want.
Constitution's basically been subjugated at this point.
Yeah, ask Bradley Manning if the Constitution is in effect. More coming up here. 800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll-free line. Free Talk Live.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeSig.com. And LeSig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeSig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Food prices are spiraling out of control. In order to survive, you will soon need to produce some or all of your own food in your backyard or small farm. Many years ago, sought-after radio guest Marjorie Wildcraft and her family began working to find the easiest ways to grow food for the crisis we are now facing. Marjorie created a video that is the fastest way to learn how to grow food. You'll learn the most efficient gardening methods, myths and truths of orchards and edible landscaping, effective predator protection, and even home butchering. spring, everyone is talking about Marjorie's DVD, and it's highly recommended by Jim Rawls, Jack Spurko, and Bountiful Gardens. Read her free reports on how to have a green thumb, making free fertilizer, and answers the question, do you need a gun to garden? If you want the security, savings, and freedom of food self-reliance, buy Marjorie's DVD and get the free reports at backyardfoodproduction.com. Again, that's backyardfoodproduction.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it, now you can. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month.
Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amount. Hurry. Go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy. The best you can buy.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. Dial in toll free. Bring up anything you want. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll free line. 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website, freetalklive.com. We give you the features on the site for free, so enjoy those on us. And once again, freetalklive.com. Listening options are there. You can go to listen.freetalklive.com, get tuned into our broadband stream or dial-up stream, and you'll be able to listen to the latest episode of the show around the clock, 24/7. It is always streaming there for you. Plus, a list of the radio stations that air this program. We've got about 100 stations across the country, at least 100, although I still haven't got a chance to update the list. I've been just swamped dealing with adding all these new stations. And we had this TV guy here today in Keene from Canal Plus in France, which is Channel Plus, I guess. And it's a very big deal, from what I understand. It's a big channel all across France. He was here today. Of course, that took up a bunch of my time, so I swear I'll get the affiliates list updated.
Nobody wants to hear your excuses, man.
I understand.
That was a worthwhile diversion.
Yeah,
you
can go to listen.freetalklive.com and get a decent, almost complete list of the satellite providers as well, like XM Satellite Radio. We're on two channels there, plus our free-to-air satellite channel, and the webcam and listen lines that allow you to call in from any phone and listen via your long-distance connection. Go to listen.freetalklive.com.
Spend less time smoking pot, more time doing your job. How's that?
What is that supposed to mean, Mark?
Well, what do you think? I mean, you've got this affiliate list.
We had to go and smoke pot in the park for the guy from France. I mean,
had to do it.
Yeah, he wanted to see a 420 celebration, so we threw one for him. There probably wouldn't have been one today had he not requested it.
It wasn't a particularly beautiful day out, that's true.
Yeah, there was actually hail that was almost the size of golf balls earlier, but people went out anyway to the park today in Keene, New Hampshire, and they had a decent, I would say decently sized 420. What would you say, Mark, about 15 people there? 15?
I'd say that, yeah.
Maybe a little more than that.
I did not come for the festivities. I came to talk to the fellow there, and I didn't actually see any pot smoking going on. It may have been
You did arrive fairly late compared to the actual 420.
I appreciate you guys putting away your joints for when I arrived.
Why, do you smell it from, or do you get high from smelling it?
No, I just, you know, whatever with these people and their 420 thing.
So, yeah, we had a nice little successful 420 today for the gentleman from France. And he's actually going to be here tomorrow as well, because you're going to court, Mark. You're going to be going to court in Newport, New Hampshire, and that is going to be a speeding ticket trial. You, as I understand it, are refusing to pay the fine. So regardless of how the trial comes out, maybe you'll be found not guilty. Who knows? But if you are found guilty, you will not be paying the fine, and you'll be asking to immediately be put into a cage at that time.
Well, I don't know if immediate. It's one of my ideas. I'm going to see what my options are, but I'm not going to give them a check. If I can avoid it. If they say they're going to suspend my license or something like that, you know, I really
if you don't pay up?
Yeah, I don't really have an option. My checkbook will be in my pocket in case they have some kind of system. Yeah, if I can't drive forever and the rest of my life because I don't want to pay this $77 ticket.
That doesn't seem too likely, right?
I don't know.
A speeding ticket?
I don't know. I've never gone to jail for a speeding ticket before, but I would like to give these people as little money as I possibly can.
So we'll let you know what happens tomorrow night, whether Mark is here or not. I'll certainly clue you in.
I'm not going to do any kind of hunger strike or anything like that.
Yeah, I wouldn't either. I probably wouldn't last for a week. 1-800-259-9231.
Reserves for it.
Yeah, exactly. So of course you can bring up anything you want. We just had a gentleman on the line here, and he was talking about this Rex 84, which apparently did a little bit of digging a moment ago. And Rex 84 was some sort of a plan they had that, it's a scenario and drill developed by the U.S. federal government to suspend the U.S. Constitution, declare martial law, place military commanders in charge of state and local governments, and detain large numbers of American citizens deemed to be national security threats. Now, some would say that the country's already been in a state of emergency for many, many decades, and when the country's in a state of emergency, that means the Constitution's been suspended anyway. So what does it matter? It doesn't matter if they've gone through some sort of political rigmarole in order to suspend the Constitution versus them just doing whatever the flip it is they want to do and, in essence, suspending the Constitution by default simply because they're not following it. So what does it matter how they go about it?
Well, they could suspend it and not tell anybody, but just not just disregard it like they're doing.
Yeah. Well, yeah. Maybe it's suspended now, maybe it's not. Does it really matter when all is said and done, whether it's been suspended or not?
If you've got a contract and people aren't abiding by the rules of the contract, it doesn't matter whether the contract's been suspended or not. There's no real contract because it's not effectively involved. And in this case, there is no contract because, well, you're not talking about two equal parties. You've got the government and the people. And the people will do what the government say, or the government will throw them in jail, at least individually. If enough people stood up and did something about it, then something would happen. But
well, that sure would be nice if we had enough people to stand up. That's kind of part of the idea of bringing people together here in New Hampshire so we can have the numbers that it takes to actually achieve liberty in our lifetime, rather than just having a few civil disobedient folks get picked off by the cops here and there, as we're seeing happen across the country.
I was reading on, I think it was our Facebook or some email I got or something, some guy critiquing Free Talk Live, that we don't give any suggestions.
What?
Yeah, I mean, it makes no sense to me at all.
Every night we talk about the Free State Project.
Maybe he doesn't see that as a suggestion. Our suggestion for solving the problems that we have here in the United States as far as a lack of freedom is getting together in one state.
Yeah.
With a bunch of other people that believe the same thing.
Like the Mormons. Let's go to, without necessarily a religious component, though some people in the Free State Project are very religious folks. Wayne, you're kind of a Catholic. Right?
No, I was raised Catholic, but I would say now that I don't believe in organized religion, although I do believe in the Great Spirit,
I see,
the Creator, but I'm not into all
so
the
So you don't do the
dogma.
Rosary beads or the
No. Not
Hail
since
Marys.
I was about 9 years old.
Let's continue your calls, your thoughts. Richard in Ohio, you're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Richard.
Hey, how you guys doing tonight?
Great. What's on your mind tonight, Richard?
I just wanted to talk about the dance party a little bit.
Please.
I think this is really an awesome lesson in the power of alternative media. I mean, the amount of outlets out there that have been utilized that I'm finding on the web is just, it's amazing, and how much integration is going on. So I want to give you guys some props and shout outs. I found out about you guys from Eddie. Eddie was getting ready to go on, and he told me about it. So now I'm hip. I love what you guys are doing. I spent some time in radio for a few years, so this is pretty cool. I want to let the listeners know just the scope of this. You were talking about the effectiveness of dancing and how effective a tool this is in this movement. Atlanta, New York City, Venice, California, Los Angeles, Philadelphia, Columbus, Ohio, Phoenix, Arizona, Austin, Texas. Norway has picked up on this. People in Greece have said that they will be dancing. France, London, Cleveland, Ohio, San Diego, California.
Where are you getting this
Dallas.
List from?
I've been scouring. I've been paying attention to all the Facebook pages for the last few days, ever since the arrests happened and the individuals flooded the line at the Anacostia precinct. And so I've just basically done. I've basically gone over the dance party pages. There's the one for Washington D.C. and then there's also a global dance party page. And these are just popping up left and right.
People
are just inviting folks to these events. Folks in the United Kingdom, Sacramento, California. This thing may be a little bit bigger than individuals realize at this point.
It's a great issue. I really think it's an ideal issue to do civil disobedience, and I think that the people that are showing up in D.C. are heroic for doing so, especially if Adam Kokesh or Ed or any of those other guys are actually going to do it a second time. That's a really brave thing to do. I would say it's completely unnecessary as well.
I think we need them in organizational roles would be my opinion, but if they want to do it, they want to do it. But
I wouldn't blame them for wanting to, because I have that same feeling sometimes. It's like you don't want the man to get you down. But on the other hand, if you don't do it smart, they could really come after you and put you in a cage for a long time.
I've identified four options here for the police, and of course there may be more. One is that they preemptively shut down the memorial.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think that they're going to want to do that, because that would be a victory for the movement anyhow. Second off, they could shut people off. They could have it open and form a blockade around it. All of this is going to be on camera, though, so they probably don't want to do that. Third is the fact that they may let people in and then do something crazy, but they don't want to do that. And the fourth being that they may just let the individuals dance and try to downplay it as individuals who are simply overreacting. So either way, it's all win-win-win-win.
It's always win when you do peaceful civil disobedience. Yeah, when you do peaceful civil disobedience, it's always a win.
As long as they don't shoot you.
We're coming up. Free Talk Live.
A congressman recently revealed that legislation totaling 2,900 pages and involving more than $1 trillion was available to members of Congress for less than 48 hours to study and consider. That's over 60 pages of legislation per hour. Do you think anyone read the entire bill? I'm Jim Babka with DownsizedDC.org. Consider a proposal buried in a 3,200-page, $388 billion bill, which would have empowered committee chairmen or their agents to examine Americans' tax returns. When this horrible provision came to light, no one claimed to know how it got into the bill. One congressman questioned said, "I didn't write it. I didn't approve it. I wasn't even consulted." If your attorney represented you this way, he might be disbarred. But this is how Congress represents you every day. That's why DownsizedDC.org has created the Read the Bills Act. You can force Congress to read their bills before they pass them at DownsizedDC.org.
If you suffer from poor sleep, you need MyPillow, guaranteed to be the most comfortable pillow you will ever own. Using a patented fill, MyPillow adjusts to your exact individual needs by gently supporting your head, shoulders, and neck. MyPillow has a natural built-in cooling effect, keeping your cervical nerves cool, giving you the best sleep of your life. MyPillow will never go flat and relieves snoring, migraines, sleep apnea, fibromyalgia, and many other disorders. It's antimicrobial, non-allergenic, dust mite resistant, and best of all, machine washable and dryable. MyPillow is made in the USA, has an A rating with the Better Business Bureau, comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee and an industry-leading 10-year warranty. Order today at MyPillow.com or call 952-442-6199. That's 952-442-6199. Mention coupon code GCN and receive 20% off your order. What do you have to lose except poor sleep? MyPillow.com, the most comfortable pillow you will ever own, guaranteed.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock, save you money, and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
The American people think they live in a constitutional republic. Land of the free, home of the brave. Right.
Just try those lines on the judge when you get a ticket or have to deal with a big bad IRS.
Instead, use escapeharassment.com. Since 1972, our volunteer group of researchers and educators have successfully taught how to escape tickets by law, and it works. Escape Harassment has three different steps to follow, depending on where you are in the ticket process. Learn how to escape tickets, IRS, or court proceedings before you go to court. For free, three-minute pre-recorded information and FAQs, call this toll-free number, 1-877-457-9009. That's 877-457-9009. Or go to escapeharassment.com and see our money back guarantee. That's escapeharassment.com. Remember, escape harassment works.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. Dial in toll free. Bring us anything you want. 800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll free line. 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We give you the features on the site for free, so enjoy those on us. Once again, freetalklive.com. Joining you this evening, it's Ian.
And Wayne.
And Mark.
Hey, you like the show? You want to help support Free Talk Live? Become an amplifier over at amp.freetalklive.com. There are a number of little features that you'll get, little perks. As a result of being Free Talk Live amplifier, you get access to the amp-only call-in lines. You get the amp-only forum, the amp-only podcast, and more. Most importantly, the $3 a month is actually reinvested into the show, so it's not going to paychecks. It's actually going out and being used to advertise Free Talk Live, to promote Free Talk Live to radio stations around the country, to bring more Internet listeners on board with stuff like Google AdWords advertising and such, Facebook advertising as well. So you can go and help Free Talk Live reach more ears by becoming an amplifier and get some perks over at amp.freetalklive.com. Once again, that's amp.freetalklive.com.
Ruger has some exciting new offerings for this model year. The LC9 is a slightly larger cousin to the very popular LCP. Its compact has numerous safety features, three-dot sight system, and Ruger always has and always will mean rugged. The Ruger LC9, the next handgun you must own, made in America and made for you, Ruger.com.
Toll-free number, 800-259-9231. Of course, you can bring up anything here. There's lots to discuss. You may take control of the airways. Here is an email. I guess not really an email. Excuse me. It's a comment on the news. That apparently, remember the case in Seattle where the guy had a blade and he was whittling?
Yeah, like a little pocket knife.
Yeah, it was downtown Seattle, pretty
deaf
much.
Deaf guy with some... Partially deaf guy with some headphones in his ears,
right.
Playing what loud music, and some cop orders him to stop and throw down the knife. And
the cop jumps out of his car, starts shouting at this man. This guy can't even hear the cop because of his deafness and the iPod being in his ears. So the iPod headphones, and so he doesn't know that he's being shouted at. The cop presumes the guy's hearing every single word, and so then the cop just decides to blast him.
Smokes him. I mean, right there on screen, you can see the amount of time it takes for the cop to get out of his car. And yeah, it's seconds. It's seconds between getting out of his car, giving the order, and shooting this guy.
So the news, according to JonathanTurley.org, being reported over at Reddit.com, is that Seattle, City of Seattle has paid $1.5 million to the family of the hearing-impaired woodcarver shot and killed by the police.
And that can never bring him back.
No, it can't. But, I mean, you know, and now the taxpayers, this is,
they're on the hook.
This is how the injustice occurs. Now, you've got this guy who, what was it, unemployed, right?
I don't know.
Wandering around, you know, whittling, and you've got some cop who's so ready to pull a trigger on somebody, some kill-crazy cop that just, you know, smokes this dude, and who has to pay for it? The taxpayer, somebody who was never involved.
Yeah, the cop in this case has not had any charges brought against him. Hmm. So the cop gets away with murder, and the taxpayers have to foot the bill. And, of course, we're right back to the discussion we were at before is, well, what do you do about this? Because as a taxpayer, there's not much you can do. I mean, I just got my property tax bill for $3,000 for 6 months up here. It's just crazy. And if
your town's one of the worst, and you live in Keene. And
yeah, if I decide not to pay, then 3 years from now, they very well could take my house from me. They could take my family and I and kick me out, you know, kick us out into the streets. Because they are in control. And we're at a point where they can do whatever it is they want to. They can murder people. They can hurt people. They can throw people in cages who are completely peaceful. And they keep getting paid. There's no market mechanism here beyond the occasional complaint that is registered with the police, which, of course, they can completely ignore because they don't care what you think. Many of them don't care. So you can complain all you want, but as long as you keep having to pay the people that are giving you bad service, it's like you're forced to be in the same restaurant where you watch the chef spit and take a, you know, urinate into your food, and this is the only food that you can eat because you can't go anywhere else. These are the only people that will give you life-sustaining sustenance.
Well, that other people will provide whatever services you're looking for. It's just that the government will drive them out of business at the threat of their life.
Well, that's what I'm saying. They're your only choice. You cannot choose otherwise.
Your only choice.
But you know what's funny is there's a lot of people who you might call on the left who will always rail about monopolies and these evil businessmen, but yet they don't understand that the government that they glorify is a monopoly and that you have no other choice. It's a coercive monopoly. It's not even a voluntary monopoly. You know, if Microsoft has 95% of the market with operating systems, so what? Somebody else can compete with them any time.
Yeah, thankfully, because we haven't had the government regulate software yet to the point where you have to go through some sort of government approval board before you can release your next operating system.
And
can you imagine what that would be like? I mean, we'd still be using Windows 95 or something like that.
Or maybe Windows 3.1.
Yeah.
But the point
whoa,
is...
Whoa, we can't be having this graphical user interface. What is all these graphics?
It'll drive the kids crazy.
Right.
Exactly. But you see, at least with Microsoft, you know, if you don't like their product, you can buy another one. And so a few other companies have decided that there was a niche for them to compete with Microsoft, and they could do it. And Microsoft was never one to really heavily lobby the federal government for laws in their favor.
Yep.
And now at the time.
Now you get a
situation. They have more lobbyists now, but during the 90s, they had none.
They learned their lesson.
The police murder people. They get away with it. The cops keep their jobs. In many cases, they get a paid vacation while they're being so-called investigated. You can see in D.C., the cops always say this. Okay, we're investigating this. We take these complaints very seriously. We are investigating the situation, blah, blah, blah. And then weeks later, the news media drops the issue. Nobody ever asks the cops, hey, what happened with that investigation? And if they ever do ask the cops that question, the answer is, well, we found out that the officers in the situation were completely fine. Everything's okay. They were by the book. A-okay. No more questions. Nothing more to see here. Thank you very much. Goodbye.
No problem. Go back to your television, citizen.
And the whole time, people, in many cases, are rightfully outraged. Look at the response pouring out regarding the D.C. arrests. But in most cases, people don't know what they can do. At least in D.C., they know they can go dance. They know that it's not hard to join this particular protest. So I hope we see a lot of people do that this coming weekend. But every one of those dancers, most all of them, are paying, in some form or another, paying the government some kind of tax. And they're likely going to continue doing that. Whether it's because they believe in the system, or they believe that something might change if they just complain enough about it, or they just believe there's nothing that they can do, there are all kinds of excuses as to why you continue on paying taxes. I do it because it's fear. Plain and simple.
Right. It's fear of the consequences that I don't pay property taxes for any other reason. There are certainly some services that I would prefer to get from my town. I don't mind paying.
I'm happy to pay for services.
Yeah, the fire protection or whatever. But why would I want to pay for their government school? I'm not going to send my kid to their government school.
And I don't want to pay to put peaceful people in cages or in handcuffs.
Not much of that's going on in my town.
I can guarantee you that people are probably being pulled over on the main drag that goes through there.
Not by my town cops.
There are no cops in your town. I understand that. But there are state police, and you are paying for that.
You're paying
for the state police all across the state and the federal government as well, all of the oppression that these people enact upon people. And at some point, something needs to change. And I don't know what that's going to be. I don't know when people are going to, they're going to reach their breaking point. But unfortunately, if they reach their breaking point and they feel all alone, they might lash out like a cornered dog, like a cornered rabid animal. They might, lash out and harm these government people. And I don't think that's the solution at all. I think that we need to remain as peaceful as we can possibly be and yet be as non-cooperative and as disobedient as possible as well. But you've got to have people together. If, for instance, this weekend, if it's the same five people that show up in Washington, D.C. and dance, it's not going to be a success in the long run. They have to have growth. There has to be 50 people or 25 or 100 people. There have to be more people this weekend than there were last weekend. And if they keep cracking down, because if there are enough people, they're not going to do anything with
That's
the news
true.
Media and enough people around.
They've got 3,000 people that claim they're going to come, 2,500 people that claim they're going to come. If 750 people come to dance in the Jefferson Memorial, those cops aren't going to do anything.
Yeah, exactly right. They may try to target some of the leaders or whatever.
The bad dancers.
They're not going to do anything.
But it's all about the numbers. It's all about getting people together who are willing to do something. And I don't care what that is, whether it's getting involved in politics, whether it's doing civil disobedience and non-cooperation, doing outreach, creating media. It's getting people together that makes the difference. 1-800-259-9231. I'll tell you a story about the cops here in a moment. Let's go first, though, to Bill in Indianapolis listening to WXNT. Hello, Bill.
Hey, thank you for taking my call so promptly.
No problem, Bill. Go ahead with your thoughts.
You guys must have a higher rate than we do here in Indianapolis. We're at about 1%. So if you're paying $6,000 a year on your property taxes, if you're paying that much, you could probably live in a $600,000 house here. I don't know what your house is. I wouldn't ask you, but it's none of my business.
It's about 200.
Yeah, the tax structure is different here in New Hampshire because there's no state income tax. There's no sales tax. So
okay.
A portion of your property taxes go to the county, a portion go to the state, and a portion go to your local town.
Okay, then you don't feel so bad. Then you're probably coming out ahead overall.
From what I understand, on average, I think New Hampshire is the lowest tax burden of all the 50 states.
It's certainly in the lowest for tax burden of for individuals. For businesses, it's about middle of the road.
But for me, I actually pay more in taxes here because I didn't really bought very much down in Florida and my property taxes were lower. But it's all about being in the Liberty community. We'll bring it back. I know you had something else you want to talk about. We're coming up. Free Talk Live R3 next.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Carnation Breakfast Essentials, helping your family get off to a nutritious start every day. Mornings can be chaotic, but a little advance work will take the pressure off. The night before, organize backpacks and put them at the door, along with anything else that your kids need for the day. Set a timer for 5 minutes before departure to give everyone a chance to mobilize, and off you go. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.